UCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're back at it. We had a whole week off. We were supposed to do two games last week. Both got canceled, and so we're back on the hardwood after about a week off. And I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to set the scene. Tonight, it's the Norwich girls hosting Shenango Forks, as Norwich has had a tough start to the season. They haven't had a game yet. This is their opener, as a bunch of their games have been canceled as well. So we wanted to be here for a special night here for the Purple Tornado. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live in Norwich, the Norwich girls taking on Shenango Forks. And back again, as he was last year, my guest color commentator tonight, Ryan Mahana, the SUNY Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach. Coach, good to have you in the house.
You know I'm happy to be here, Nate. This time of year, we're on break, so you're saving me from that deep coach depression of our players are home. I'm worried about if they're working out or not. So being here tonight is a great distraction.
Well, and I wanted to bring you in as well. We talked about this before we jumped on the air. You were one of the only people in the entire area that has seen Norwich play this year. You got a chance to go to one of their scrimmages.
I did. Coach Stradic and I had the opportunity to see them play in Syracuse at Bishop Ludden, four-quarter scrimmage. And it was a lot of what I expected. You know, Norwich this year is a mix of old and new. They have some really, really strong returning players, and then they're depending on some young players from the JV team to catch up to their pace. So the scrimmage looked just like that. At times they looked amazing and got double-digit lead on Ludden, and then other times it was a little disjointed. I have a feeling, however many weeks later, we're going to see a lot more cohesive product. Even though they haven't played, we just know the way they work, the way they practice, I'm sure they'll be better already.
Are we expecting to see the same style from Norwich that we always see, that chaos, full court pressure?
I don't think as long as Josh is there, we'll see any different kind of style. I think we're going to see a lot of threes, a lot of pressure, a lot of dribble drives. They did some more ball screening action against Ludden than in years past, but I think, yeah, we'll see a lot of the same style that we're used to with Norwich.
Of course, want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, a longtime sponsor here of our Tip-Off Show. Of course, they're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. And with Norwich this year, you know, I would say the big three have to be Emily Evans, Margaret Dewar, and Mackenzie Hess. They have a ton of experience coming back here, but you add in nice pieces like Maddie Morris, Cameron Van Houten. I mean, this is a team that some new faces, but also a lot of experience, I would say.
Yeah, and I was impressed with Olivia Schiraldi as well, a player from the JV team, really good athlete, can shoot it. They're going to go as far as those three take them, as far as the sectionals go. I think they're going to do well in league play. I know Josh lined up quite the extensive non-league schedule if they can ever get to those games, you know, get them rescheduled. But yeah, they're going to go as far as those three go, especially with shot making. I think they're going to get effort and defense from the entire roster. But those three, they got to, between the three of them, put 45 points on the board. I think each game that should probably be their goal in order for Norwich to use the defense in their advantage.
The stack is always so interesting because you have AA schools, A schools, and B. Our good friend Jeff Maliner from New York State Takeover has predicted that Norwich has a very good chance in the Section 4B bracket, so it's going to be something to keep an eye on this year, that's for sure, and we'll be following them as far as they go. We're going to take a break, pause here for the national anthem as well as starting lineups. The Norwich girls hosting Shenango Forks tonight. Again, it's the Norwich season opener. They've had a bunch of games canceled as some of the team had to be in quarantine for a little bit, so we're excited to see them back on the floor tonight. So again, we're going to pause for the national anthem and for starting lineups, and I'll be right back here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. All of us at Waste Recovery wish our customers and the communities we serve a happy and safe holiday season. And we thank you for choosing us to handle your disposal and recycling needs. Whether it's affordable residential and commercial trash pickup, roll-off containers for construction debris, or appliance and tire drop-off at our transfer station on Valley View Road in Sydney, Waste Recovery can take care of all of it. Call us at 563-2616. We also remind you to please shop local this holiday season. Your support of small, local business is appreciated more than you know. And if you are able to donate, please give to those nonprofit agencies and organizations that provide services right here in the Tri-County area. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Call us at 563-2616, visit us at wasterecovery.com, and like us on Facebook.
Drivers wanted. Waste Recovery has openings for CDL A and B drivers, overtime available, vacation and sick pay, and local routes so you're home every night. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Live in Norwich tonight, it's the Norwich girls taking on at Shenango Forks. We haven't had our starting lineups and our anthem yet. They just had a really nice little ceremony here for Coach Josh Bennett. He's been with the program 13 years, and if you have
watched a Norwich girls game anywhere during that time, and they've been very, very successful. You know the passion and the energy that he brings to the sideline. A true madman, I guess, and I think that's a compliment for him, running up and down the sidelines, and he just wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he's very nice to his girls, and they all would run through a wall for him, that's for sure. So we are ready for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We apologize for the quick delay here, but we will be underway soon between Norwich and Shenango Forks. So we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. I'm joined by SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups before Coach and I break this one down a little bit more. First, for visiting Shenango Forks, they are the Blue Devils. They will start with number 5, Jessica Stone. Number 11, Audra Ackerson. Number 13, Haley Siffin. Number 21, Helena Willis. And number 10, Sadie Zamanek. For Norwich and head coach Josh Bennett, number 1, Maddie Morris, number 10, Emily Evans, number 13, Margaret Dewar, number 23, Cameron Van Houten, and number 24, Mackenzie Hess. So, Coach, I'll bring you back in here. I'm excited. The gym has a bunch of fans in here. I mean, you were here a couple times last year with me, and we did some games. Nice to have people back in the building again.
Yeah, right when I walked in, they had the popcorn going. It just felt right. It just felt right.
Yeah. It did. That smell hit me when I came in as well. So
it's a very unique smell, high school made popcorn. I think it mixes with the smell of the hallway.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, what's interesting is that, you know, right now every school has different rules in terms of spectators and such. Norwich is pretty much wide open. You can come as long as you wear your mask. You can come here and watch games. I think a lot of people in the city of Norwich appreciate that because, as we've talked about many times on my podcast, the Nate Lowe podcast, Norwich is a basketball town. They love the boys' team, and the girls' team has had a ton of success, especially the last 2 years. With a couple of trips to states, and they felt very robbed during the COVID time that they were going to get another chance to play South Jeff, and it didn't happen. So I think a lot of the girls on this team are excited to get back on the court. I would have loved to have seen them play South Jeff again.
And this is my fourth high school game of the season, and the other three I've been to had limited crowd, no student section, and minimum guests, two per player.
Sure.
It's bizarre.
It is.
There's so many dead quiet moments. It's hard to coach. It's even hard to officiate. I mean, I could hear small comments officials are making to each other. So it is nice. I'm glad Norwich was able to open it up while staying safe. So
Norwich is going to be in their new home white uniforms. When I walked in tonight, the JV was wearing their old uniforms. I said, hey, they're going to have some new ones. They look pretty sharp, the white uniforms, the purple trim. It's says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform, even as a NHS in purple lettering on the shorts. Chenango Forks is in the gray uniforms, the navy blue with the white trim says Forks in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. So Cameron Van Houten will be jumping it up here for Norwich, and it'll be Audra Ackerson here for Forks. And we are underway. Ball is loose and picked up by Forks. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. It's going to be immediately picked off, though, by Emily Evans. A two-on-one if they can hurry. She dishes off for Maddie Morris, and the right-handed layup is good. And here comes that pressure from the Norwich Purple Tornado. 20 seconds in. Forks trying to break it. Evans with another tip on that ball. It's loose at midcourt. We're going to have a jump ball. And, Ryan, there's that chaos immediately.
If you're not, it's really hard to recreate that in practice. So it's always the first couple minutes when you play a pressure team that you got to let your team settle in. So Forks just can't panic. You know, you'll get there. You got to get through the first 2 minutes of the quarter.
Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Purple Tornado. Here's Mackenzie Hess on a little dribble drive. Hands it back off to Maddie Morris. Right again to the rim. Up and in. She got the first four.
I was so impressed with Maddie in the scrimmage. Didn't get a ton of opportunity last year, but it's such a good athlete. Such a compliment to the other three.
Forks does break the pressure this time, but they're kind of hanging on to a hot potato. They somehow dump it down low, and the bucket is up and good for Forks.
Got to finish against the press. Got to make them pay.
4-2 now the score. We're just about a minute in. Norwich with the basketball. Margaret Dewar from way downtown. Splash for Dewar from deep.
St. Lawrence is going to like that, Nate. That was NCAA depth. And
yeah, that was a very deep three there. Gives Norwich a 7-2 lead. We have a quick break here as they reset the shot clock. Just under a minute gone here, and Norwich is up 7-2. They've made their first three shots. And boy, she hesitated to pull that trigger, and then she said, I'm going to do it. And boom, it was in.
She had her feet set. Let it go.
So again, 6:57 to go first quarter. Forks in the backcourt will have a reach in on Emily Evans. Coach, what do you say to some of these players that are so aggressive, but you don't want to get them in foul trouble?
Personally, somebody like Emily, if they get their first foul in the first minute and a half, I'm going to take them out because I can't let them get their second foul 30 seconds later. And we tell them that.
Well, we'll see as Emily's going to stay in for now. And the ball gets over the half-court timeline for Forks. They do break the pressure. And a shot is up and good there for Forks as they're able to finish that off. That was Jessica Stone. It's Norwich 7 and Chenango Forks 4 with 6:35 to go in the opening quarter here in Norwich tonight. And here's Maddie Morris for 3 on the right wing side. First missed shot of the night for the Purple Tornado. Forks with a rebound. In transition, they split a double team. It's loose at midcourt. Ball popping around. Finally picked up by Forks. Right wing side. A jumper is good in there for Sadie Zamanek. And Forks is hanging around. It's 7-6. We're about 2 minutes in. Here's Mackenzie Hess from way downtown, left side, off the mark. Rebound for Forks. Loose at midcourt again, but the Blue Devils will pick it up. A dribble drive. They try to dish it to the left side again, stolen away here by Norwich. Here is Mackenzie Hess in transition. Hess right into the purple paint, takes it to the rim and is fouled, and will head to the line. It's Norwich 7, Forks 6, 5:55 to go in the first quarter.
Mackenzie's been a great calming factor for them in the scrimmage when things kind of got sloppy early season basketball. She got them in good places, ran offense, got the ball in the hands of the right people.
So Hess to the line. First shot is just a little short. And the second one coming. Now, we know Norwich is always in good shape, but first time you get in a game, that up and down and how they play, we'll see how they react. As Hess, second one at the line, rolls in and out. So Hess, uncharacteristically 0-for-2 on the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds, and it was stripped. It's going to stay with Norwich. Boy, they just hustle on every single opportunity.
And, of course, my thought immediately is Emily Evans is trapping a defensive rebound, and here comes the second foul.
Somehow she avoided it there, playing it safe. Norwich will get the ball in. A straightaway three for Emily Evans is good. Her first point of the night. And Norwich leads 10-6 over Chenango Forks. And we will have a foul on Maddie Morris. And I guess that's the gamble you take, Coach Ryan, is if you're going to play that pressure defense, is the foul game, right?
Absolutely. You hope that you can generate enough turnovers and points off them to offset it. And, you know, as you get closer to the bonus, just be smart.
Forks gets the ball in. Pressure still coming from Norwich. 5:40 to go first quarter. Another steal here by Dewar. Dewar's going to take it right to the rack. Is fouled off the glass. It's good. And she'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. That's Margaret Dewar now with 5 points for Norwich, and they lead 12-6. And Dewar will head to the line again. As Coach Ryan said earlier, she committed to St. Lawrence, will be playing for the Saints next year. She is a senior now for Norwich. Shot from the foul line is no good, and a rebound for Forks. 12-6 still the score. An outlet pass here for Shenango Forks. They'll zip it through underneath their basket, and a jump ball, I believe, is going to keep it with Forks. Even when they get it down low, Norwich just swarming that ball.
A good press is the entire length, not just the initial wave of pressure.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. Norwich leads Shenango Forks 12-6. Pass to the interior was partially blocked, and here comes Norwich in transition. Van Houten got it ahead to Emily Evans. Evans wants to kick it out, finds Mackenzie Hess. Hess, cross-court pass, a little too tall there for Margaret Dewar. No, excuse me, for Maddie Morris. And a ball out of bounds and back to Shenango Forks. 5:13 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you tonight on WCDL. And WCDLSports.com. Here's the steal by Mackenzie Hess on the inbounds. Takes it to the rim. Went straight on and couldn't get it to go. Ball loose on the ground. Picked up by Forks. To the Purple Tornado logo at midcourt. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul. Who's it going to be on? And it'll be on Maddie Morris. Could have been on Emily Evans, too.
She's dancing right on the edge.
And so that's going to be the second foul on Maddie Morris. And so Devin Flanagan will come in for Norwich. She's had some good minutes in past years when they brought her up as a freshman, which does not happen often in this Norwich program. 4:55 to go in this first quarter. And Forks now going left to right again in the gray uniforms with the navy blue and the white trim. Looking to get it to the interior here. Ball tipped out of bounds, but it was last touched by Audra Ackerson of Forks, and it goes back to Norwich. They're just going after every ball. It's even hard for me to tell who touched it last at times.
And because they're all similar athletically, they're switching everything. There's not a huge difference between defenders, so you might as well switch the action.
Here is Mackenzie Hess straight away. Again, as Norwich in the white with the purple trim finds Margaret Dewar. A three from the right side, halfway down, and it popped out. Rebound for the Blue Devils.
Boy, you can't let her get those clean of looks. It'll be a long day for Forks.
Van Houten with a reach-in foul. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Norwich 12 and Shenango Forks 6. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDL and WCDLSports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Norwich gets across, Forks gets across the midcourt timeline. They'll throw to the interior, and there's that second foul on Emily Evans as she was guarding the post. And so now you have two of your starters, Maddie Morris and Emily Evans, with two fouls apiece.
And this is where some of those younger players who come up from the JV or had smaller roles in past years, they're going to have to prove it.
And it looks like, for at least for now, I don't see anybody at the scorers table that Emily will stay in the contest here for Norwich as they lead 12-6. At the foul line here for Forks, first shot up and good for Audra Ackerson.
Some players, Nate, you can trust to play with two. Tori Rockefeller, South Court Right alumna. We could trust her to play with two. Emily Evans, I'm not sure if falls in that category.
She's still learning, right?
So I don't know if she can dial back the aggression, but we'll see here.
Second shot is no good. There was a foul on Forks, I believe, here on the rebound. And so Norwich is going to get the ball back. In the meantime, Forks will take a timeout with 4:20 to go first quarter. It's Norwich 12, Shenango Forks 7. We'll be right back here from Norwich High School on CDL.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Our score, Norwich 12, Shenango Forks 7. Midway through the first quarter here at Norwich High School. And always glad to be over here at Norwich. We've developed a good relationship with them the last couple of years, and been really fun covering a variety of Norwich sports. Rich Turnbull, their athletic coordinator, always very good to us here at Norwich High School.
Purple Tornado with the basketball going right to left. They find Dewar at the top of the key. A long two for Dewar is up and in. Just stepped over the line and buried it there, and Dewar has seven. Back the other way for Forks. Pass was too tall. Somehow saved inbounds, though, and then knocked out of bounds in front of the student section far side. Forks just looks still a little flustered here, even when they get into their own offensive end.
And the way that Dewar is scoring is college skill set. You know, step backs, long threes, slide finishes, and one. They're going to have to look to send a second body at her and make someone else score.
Norwich with the basketball in the safe hands of Mackenzie Hess, the senior point guard now. Hess to the far side will dish one for Maddie Morris. Morris, with a little step-through move, wants to take it to the rim, and she is fouled with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. Norwich 14 and Chenango Forks 7. Opening game of the year here for the Purple Tornado. I've actually had a couple local people ask me, for my Twitter coverage and my website, where are the Norwich scores, Nate? And I said, well, they haven't played yet. So I think this is a highly anticipated game for everyone who likes to keep an eye on the Purple Tornado. First shot for Maddie Morris is off the mark. And I'm sure that's going to be driving Coach Bennett nuts, as yep. He loves to take advantage of those free throws.
They're making step-back long twos, they're missing free throws.
Right.
That's usually how it goes.
Maddie Morris goes one out of two. She's got 5 points. Norwich now leads Chenango Forks 15-7. Forks with the basketball, right wing side as they go left to right. They pump it to the interior at the right low block. A dish off there is stolen again by Morris. Maddie in transition, almost had it stripped from behind. It puts on the brakes and finds Hess. Hess into the paint, and let's see. Going to call a foul on the floor before she got past the free throw line there with 3:17 to go in the first quarter. And a good dribble drive there by Mackenzie Hess. Sometimes in past years, she would just kind of hang around the three-point line. Tonight, so far, very active on trying to get it to the rim. And she will head to the line here because of the foul situation. So, again, 3:17 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hess back to the line, and her first shot is short.
Same as the scrimmage, they've been running a lot of ball screen actions with her and Evans, with Dewar and Morris as space shooters. I mean, that's at the high school level. If you're going to play man, that's just really tough to guard.
Second shot for Hess at the line is good. Count the basket, they're saying, here for Mackenzie Hess. Her first point. And I'm just seeing who they're calling this foul on here after the foul shot.
I think it's on Forks. I think it's an off-ball foul.
There was kind of, yeah, this is going to send Margaret Dewar to the line. She was going in towards the rim and kind of got tripped up there. And now she'll head to the line, not the person you want to send to the line. Norwich leads 16-7 over Forks here. Late first quarter with 3:15 to go.
It was right in front of us, and I didn't even see. It looked like two people fell to the ground.
Yeah, just kind of two people got tangled up there. And so this will be the first shot for Margaret Dewar, and off the mark. And Norwich is usually very automatic from the line, so this is maybe some first game kind of settling in. I don't want to call it jitters, but second shot is off the mark as well for Dewar.
Six missed free throws is not something we had on our bingo card.
No,
first quarter
not,
bingo card.
I know what Josh Bennett will be talking about for sure. And now we will have a foul, I believe, on Devin Flanagan here for Norwich with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. And I believe this is going to send Forks to the line as well, as we've had a pretty, I wouldn't call it a physical first quarter, but there's been a lot of fouls. 3:10 to go in this first quarter, 16-7 to score, Norwich on top of Forks.
Early in the season, officials are always going to protect ball handlers, whether it's hand checks, body checks. You get a touch and off, and if you do more than that, it's automatic. Even if it's not giving you an advantage, you're just going to call it.
Zemanek to the line makes her first shot for Forks. She now has 3 points. Second shot coming here for Zemanek. And that one is up and good, a high arcing free throw. Cuts it to 16-9, and now a steal by Forks. Ball is loose in the backcourt, and they'll finally settle it down, bring it up the left wing side in front of the Norwich student section. Gets it to the foul line, but intercepted there by Cameron Van Houten, an outlet pass to Emily Evans. Evans up the right side of the floor, a little spin move, kicks one out, and a traveling violation here on Devin Flanagan will give it back to Forks. So both sides a little flustered here over the last minute or two, as Forks will get the ball in. Evans has done a good job. I don't want to jinx her or anything, playing the last few minutes without picking up another foul. And then another interior pass is picked off and Norwich is in transition. Here's Hess dishing one off for Flanagan and back out for Emily Evans. A long two. A rebound for Hess. It looked like Evans might have got whacked as she let that one go. There was no call. Hess was there for the rebound. And they are going to say that the ball will stay with Norwich after it was punched out of bounds.
The quick jump ball kills me. It's not like they're going to fight. Let them work for it a little. She fought for that rebound, and they called the jump ball the second someone else touched it.
I thought maybe the forced girl had her foot on the line.
No, they called the jump ball.
So here is Hess. A three from the right wing side is off the mark. And Forks with a rebound, quickly in transition. They'll try to take it to the rim. Right-handed layup is no good. Van Houten with a rebound off the miss there from Audra Ackerson. Here's Norwich in transition. Putting on the brakes, they skip it across the top of the defense. Here's Hess, a pump fake, wants to take it inside. Finds Van Houten, who is fouled off the dish there from Hess as she put it up.
McKenzie's doing a great job getting the ball into space and making the smart play, not forcing it.
Yeah, it was a nice dish off there as Van Houten was open for two. Cameron Van Houten, a player who's going to have to step up this year for the Purple Tornado and be that force on the inside. Van Houten's first shot is in and out. With 2:07 to go in this first frame, it's Norwich 16 and Chenango Forks 9. Nate Lull and Ryan Mahana tonight on WCDO. Second shot for Van Houten is good. So her first basket of the night makes it 17-9. And Forks back down the floor. Again in the gray with the navy blue and white trim going left to right. They have it at the left low block. Shot is up and good right there for Audrey Bowe. And in transition, here is Norwich leading 17-11. Hess will try to take it to the rim. Took some body there, let the shot go, but could not get it to go. Intercepted by Norwich. Schiraldi's in the game, finds Hess, wants to take it to the rim. She's fouled and scores. And that was a tough play there for Emily Evans. Absorbed a ton of contact, but if you know Em, she can certainly handle it. 19-11, she goes to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
A sign of a well-coached fundamental program is how many of the players in traffic, especially when there's contact, go and finish off 2 feet. And almost every one of these Norwich girls, when they're in the paint, when there's contact, they're finishing off 2 feet, which is why they're good.
Evans hits the foul shot. She has 6 points, and it's Norwich 20 and Forks 11. The Blue Devils trying to hang around here on the road against this tough Norwich squad, but Norwich has looked pretty good so far tonight. A shot in the paint is up and good for Quinn Sergani. That's her first points of the night. Makes it 20-13. A little dribble drive here for Hess is off the mark and no good. Forks with a rebound. Blue Devils back down the floor with Audrey Bowe.
Norwich having to show 2-3 here with the foul trouble. They're awfully small out there, and Forks are getting some good looks.
Forks goes to the far side, and they try a pass over across the top of the defense for Willis. Over her hands and out of bounds with just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Norwich leads Forks 20-13. And again, so glad to be back on the radio here tonight. We had two games planned last week, a Sydney boys game that got postponed, and then we had Unitigo girls and BG. That game got postponed, so it was a lot of quiet radio time last week for me. We'll have a foul here on Norwich, and that's going to be on Cameron Van Houten with 51 seconds to go, and that's her second there, Coach Ryan. So a lot of this Norwich team has picked up a couple in this first frame.
And Josh will just have to stay 2-3 and survive till halftime.
And, you know, Norwich only has 9 on the roster this year, and Coach Bennett very comfortable with that number, so I'm sure they're going to get used to playing if somebody's in foul trouble, that's for sure. A dish to the interior is up and good for Ackerson. Makes it 20-15, so Forks is certainly hanging around in this game.
You can tell Norwich is just not comfortable playing the zone.
Hess tries to pump one into Dewar there. It was knocked away. Here comes Bowe in transition. Tries to toss one into the paint, and we'll have a jump ball. As this game certainly scattered, I would call it so far. When both teams are in transition, you just don't know where that ball is going to go sometimes. And even when I know where it's going to go, Norwich, 9 times out of 10, is there to at least get a tip on it. So Forks will be doing the inbounding underneath the basket on the right wing side. Blue Devils looking to get it in with 25 seconds to go first quarter. Norwich leading 20-15. Live from Norwich High School tonight. Forks to the interior.
And we will have a traveling violation here on Ackerson. It's going to give it back to Norwich with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, they lead 20-15. And let's see what Norwich draws up here. Hess with the ball, top of the key. Takes it to the left wing side, stops, hands it out for Dewar. Dewar into the paint, high off the glass, and is fouled with 6 seconds left. Shot was no good. Norwich not afraid to attack the rim so far here tonight, and they have spent a lot of time at the free throw line. And so this will be Margaret Dewar, who is leading the way so far. Margaret Dewar has 7 points, Emily Evans with 6, and Maddie Morris with 5 so far to lead the Purple Tornado. And Dewar looking to add to that total here at the charity stripe. Again, committed to St. Lawrence, will be playing next year up north. First shot for Dewar is no good. Waiting for the second shot here.
I think we're bad luck.
I know. That's usually the broadcaster's curse, we call it. Second shot is good here for Dewar. So she has 8. 5 seconds left. Can Forks get a shot off in time? And this one is tipped away by Dewar. Tosses one over for Flanagan. She couldn't get it off before the buzzer, though. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Norwich 21, Forks 15. We'll be right back. Girls high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods. Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Live in Norwich tonight, Nate Lull with you on WCDO. I'm joined by SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana. Coach, your thoughts on the first quarter? We got to see a lot of different things there.
Forks has got to be pretty happy,
yeah.
Right? Down 6 on the road, choppy start. Fell down early. I do think Norwich missing 8 free throws had something to do with it, but still, you take it.
Yeah, I would think if you can come to Norwich, you know it's going to be a hostile environment. You can't recreate it in practice. You survived the first quarter, now you try to settle in. Here is Schiraldi, and she's called for a travel. A great athletic move there and a quick first step, but just shuffled her feet a little bit there. I know Coach Ryan, and I'm excited to watch her. You said in the scrimmage, a very athletic up-and-comer for Norwich.
I was blown away with some of the stuff she can do physically, but like all young players, she's not quite there with you know, the coordination. So she'll get there.
Here's a steal for Hess. Finds Schiraldi, and there it is. A bucket up off the glass and good. Makes it 23-15. And just you could see it there on that play. Super athletic. And here is Forks trying to go to the far side. Another steal by Hess at the top of the defense. Hess in transition. Wants to pull it out. Finds Dewar. Wide open three. Splash. And Dewar's into double figures with 11. Timeout by Forks, and there's the barrage we've been waiting for. Norwich 26, Forks 15. Will step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the Forks timeout, they have the ball, and they're going to go to the high post here. It's Norwich leading 26-15, girls basketball tonight on WCDO. And now we're going to have a charge taken by Emily Evans.
plants her feet in the ground and absorbs the body contact. You got to love to see a play like that.
I was waiting for one of those. Jeez, second quarter, she's late with it.
Yeah. Risky, though, with those two fouls, right? I mean,
again, I don't think she cares. I really don't.
A minute gone in the second quarter. It's Norwich 26, Forks 15. Here's Schiraldi pulls up for three. This one dies on the back of the rim and a rebound for Forks. Quickly in transition, here is Siffin. Siffin down the right side of the floor, slows the pace down, passes to the far side now for Willis. Willis to the interior, and the shot up off the glass rolls off the front of the rim for Forks. We'll have a whistle underneath. A lot of wrestling and scrambling down there. Going to be a foul on Margaret Dewar. And so 6:45 to go, second quarter. Norwich leading 26-15. Opening game of the season here for the Purple Tornado. And so that will be the first on Dewar. Both teams with one team foul apiece. Inbounds for Forks. They missed two shots in a row, and Schiraldi's able to Windex the glass there and bring it down. And now we'll have a traveling violation. She juggled it at midcourt and then tried to pass it off. Zebra Crew caught her.
I'm glad Coach Bennett's letting her work through her mistakes, though, because they're going to need her to play well down the line here.
And here is Forks, again, trapped right at midcourt. They're able to work their way through it into the right-hand corner. We're going to have a foul here on Maddie Morris, it looks like. I believe that's going to be her third with 6.5 to go in the second. Again, Norwich leading 26-15. Second team foul on Norwich here in the second quarter. And again, just a reminder, in the high school girls game now, you get to 5 in the quarter, automatically shooting. They reset it every quarter. That's still a rule that came in a couple of years ago in the high school game and still takes a little getting used to from time to time, especially when boys are still the other way.
Try our college games where we're like that four quarters advanced ball and the men are still two halves.
Yeah,
one and one.
That still freaks me out when I come to your games. Inbounds pass here is stolen by Margaret Dewar. Outlet pass to Het. Long home run ball ahead for Evans, and she was blocked. Nice recovery there by Willis of Shenango Forks to get a block on Emily Evans. And Forks setting up shop again, going left to right here in the first half. They go to the high post. They try to dish it down low. Another steal here for Margaret Dewar. Ahead to Schiraldi. Wants to take it to the rim. Left-handed layup is up and good for Schiraldi. And she's got 4 points.
That's a big-time finish, Nate. You see the distance she covered out of those two bounces?
That was nice. 28-15 the score. Here's Forks again to the interior. Pass to the outside is through the hands there of Willis and back to Norwich. Even when the pressure isn't there, it's like Forks is anticipating it coming and you just get nervous is how I'm looking at it here.
And they got to play simple. They're trying to throw skip passes, just pass to the closest person.
Right.
I know it sounds like dumb analysis, but a lot of times when girls feel that pressure, they think they need to get it to the other side of the floor. But if you're a little patient, there's usually a better option.
Here's Hess over the midcourt timeline for the Purple Tornado. Left side for Hess. Zips one over to Van Houten for three. This one off the left side of the rim. Dewar trying to track it down. Ball is in the corner. Hess going after it. And they're going to say it will stay with Norwich. Initially looked like he was going to signal it for Forks, because that was Evans going after it, as well as Ackerson for Forks. Last touched by Forks. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Coach Ryan and I will break things down here from an exciting first half. Mackenzie Hess doing the inbounding duty, and she will find Emily Evans at the top of the key. Now to Hess on the left wing side as Norwich goes right to left. They go to Dewar right wing. Dishes one off for Maddie Morris, takes it inside. A lot of contact, no foul though. Forks will get the ball, look to bring it up the floor, and a traveling violation on Forks. The pressure continues to help out Norwich. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Purple Tornado leading Forks 28-15.
Forks is in the danger zone here. Down 13 with 5 minutes left. Couple bad possessions, it's 20.
Here is Evans. Takes it to the glass, and the kiss is good, and she'll be headed to the line. Again, looking for a three-point play, and things starting to balloon up a little bit here for Norwich.
And there it is.
And there, yeah, you called it. Evans to the line, and she has 8 points. Again, we have Dewar with 11, Evans with 8. Maddie Morris with 5, Schiraldi with 4 to lead the Purple Tornado.
When you're on the road, that 10, 11, 12-point deficit is always the most dangerous space, because
you can get back in it, or you're immediately out of it.
Foul shot from Evans, no good. Van Houten cleaned up the glass and puts it in for two. So that helps out Norwich even more. They lead 32-15 over Shenango Forks. Right side of the floor now for Forks. They go to the high post. Pull-up jumper here is off the glass. Bank is open for Jessica Stone. She deposits it home. Quickly in transition, Flanagan will take it to the rim, and they're going to call a charge. As that was Jessica Stone hustling back and absorbing the contact.
You could really make a highlight tape of the difference between finishing off 1 foot and 2 foot. So there she takes off a 1 foot. You lose all control, and you get a charge instead of an and one.
4:40 to go, second quarter. Norwich 32, Forks 17. Forks trying to hang around a little bit here before halftime. They go to the interior, and Evans was right there for a steal. Outlet pass to Flanagan. She'll get another crack at it here. And Flanagan is going to be... No, it's just going to be a jump ball here with 4.5 to go in the second.
That's a tough call. But again, slow down, control, 2 foot takeoff. That's a lay-in. Instead, it's a tie-up.
So Flanagan on back-to-back chances at the rim here. This comes away with nothing. Unfortunate if you're a Norwich fan with 4.5 to go second quarter. Norwich 32, Forks 17. Blue Devils with the ball. Top of the key now. They'll look to set the offense up. They'll go to the right low block, trying to use that size advantage on the interior. And a jumper from the far side as they kicked it out, looking for Willis, and she was fouled by Flanagan. Norwich can't catch a break here.
Was she fouled on a three there, Nate?
I thought it was a long two.
Looks like it from our angle, but we're also in the worst possible angle to see it.
We are in the corner here, and the foul happened in the other far corner over by the student section. First shot for Willis is no good. Yeah, she's going to get two more.
Oh.
I like being down on the court. It is a tough angle when you're in one of the corners, though. I know Rich, the athletic coordinator here, second shot is no good here for Willis. He's got a whole dream he always tells me about building me a platform over there behind the scorer's table. I'm like, hey, if you build it, I'll come back.
Yeah, we could stand.
It'd be great. That'd be great. Every gym is different you go to, so you learn to adapt. Third shot. Willis goes 0 for 3 at the line, but Forks is able to pull down the rebound. And the Blue Devils will get another chance. No, they won't. A steal by Evans. Evans, shot out of a cannon, tries to take it to the rim. And going to be another charge taken here. Boy, Forks is sacrificing the body here.
That's her third.
And that's going to be the third on Evans with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Norwich leads 32-17. How much longer can Forks sustain, though? They're in a deep hole.
You didn't get a sub for Emily here, so.
Yeah, she's
careful.
She's going to have to try to ride this out for the last 4 minutes of the second quarter.
Just stand in the corner. Don't touch anybody.
Pass to the interior. Off the hands as they tried to go inside for Madison Ashman. Off her hands and out of bounds. And so Norwich will get it back. And there Evans will head to the bench, and Schiraldi is going to come back in some good minutes here for Liv Schiraldi. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Norwich 32, Forks 17. And here is Mackenzie Hetz, finds Maddie Morris. Pump fakes, wants to take it to the interior. Tosses one up, no good. Van Houten a rebound, dishes one back out. Here's Dewar, straight away three, hit the rim. Died there, couldn't get it to go. And Maddie Morris with the rebound. Tried to pump one out for Schiraldi. Little miscommunications, and it rolls out of bounds. And Forks will get it back here with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowe and Ryan Mahana with you here tonight.
Norwich has been stuck on 32 for about 2.5 minutes. If Forks can string together a couple buckets here, they can make it a game at halftime.
Forks desperately trying to find the bottom of the cup here to get back in another turnover. I'd be interested to see the turnover number here in the first half. Hess off her hands. But last touch by Forks and out of bounds. 3:05 to go, second quarter. And so Norwich will be doing the inbounding duties underneath the hoop to the left side with Mackenzie Hess. Floats one up and will find Schiraldi for three. Drilled it. Schiraldi with a hand in her face, too. And she's got 7 points. Left side of the floor for Forks. They go to the high post as Norwich now leads 35-17. Pass to the interior. Right-handed layup is no good. A rebound for Dewar underneath. Dewar in transition. Down the right side of the floor. Will dish one off. Finds Schiraldi again. Fires. No good. too much hot sauce on that one, and a rebound for Forks. I'm impressed with Dewar as well. In the past, you know, she's been all guard, but she's got to go underneath a lot right now and is doing that, doing a great job. Hess with the steal, and the breakaway layup is good for Hess, and a timeout's going to be taken as Hess puts that one up and in. 2:26 to go second quarter. Coach Ryan and I will keep it right here. Norwich 37, Forks 17. And Coach Ryan, you kind of called it a little bit there. If Forks wasn't careful, it was going to balloon up to 20, and here we are.
After the scrimmage against Ludden, Schiraldi was the first kid I texted you about because I didn't recognize her from last year.
And I was like, who's that?
Yeah. And I asked her after the game and, you know, found out she was on JV. But the athleticism just pops. You don't even really need to know anything about basketball. Just watch her run up and down, how she, you know, carries herself, her body language. And you can see it's a little bit of a roller coaster. You know, she's going to do a couple boneheaded, you know, young, inexperienced plays, and then, you know, hit pull-up threes and slide finish over people. So it'll be a fun season for Coach Bennett if he can consistently get production from her to go along with the three seniors.
I mean, this Norwich program always just seems to just reload. They have great youth programs, of course, here at the Norwich YMCA. A lot of these kids play year-round. And Schiraldi's another great example coming up into the program and adding on to it here. And I think she's going to have a great year. I just was going to double-check. Yeah, she's only a sophomore, so a lot of time ahead.
Sophomore, excuse me.
Yeah. I wanted to double-check because this is, let's see, there are four sophomores up on the varsity this year, which is rare. Norwich doesn't often do that. They like to keep kids down in the system and make them earn it on their way up, but only 9 girls on this roster this year here for Norwich. Tapped out of bounds there by Maddie Morris. Forks will have the ball with 2:15 to go in the second quarter, and they lead 37-17. Nate Lull and Ryan Mahana with you here tonight on CDL. Ryan, of course, is the assistant coach for the SUNY Morrisville women's basketball program. Glad to have him along. And a steal by Hess again at the top of the key. Hess in transition is fouled and wants to take it to the rim and is fouled and will head to the line. And Norwich has had no trouble finding ways to get to the charity stripe tonight.
You keep forgetting my other assistant job.
I was just going to say, I should say that you are the assistant of the highly touted CNY Armadillo's AAU program with me.
a top 5 senior AAU team.
Yes.
According to...
was it Zero Gravity?
Zero Gravity New York State rankings.
First shot for Hess at the line is good. I was just thinking, it was this spring our AAU team was kind of in this fun ranking system at some tournaments we'd gone to, and I was just thinking, wow, I wonder where we rank. And then they actually did some sort of a ranking, and we had some fun with that. As Hess goes 2 for 2. The girls certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think we were top 25 nationally, too.
In senior teams, yes, it had to be. Had to be. So here is Forks with the ball, trailing a 39-17 with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Taking it to the rim for Forks. The shot is off the mark and no good. Rebounding her own shot here is Ackerson. Tosses one up and it's good. Ackerson now with 5 points and she'll head to the line. Has to be the tallest player on the court here tonight. And was able to scoop up that rebound, kiss it off the glass, and it was good. So Ackerson will have a chance for a 3-point play. Van Houten will come to the bench here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. This will be Forks at the line again with Ackerson. Shot rolls in and out. Juliana Turner is into the game here for Norwich as well. Here's Dewar in transition, and that's going to be a charge. I think the third one taken here by Forks as Dewar tried to take it to the rim. Is that just Norwich being too aggressive there?
I think it's just tunnel vision. You know, you get baited into the open lane and a help defender just steps right over and you run her over. It doesn't matter if it's an eighth grade game or a college game. You see those all over the place.
Yep.
Early season. Everyone's just so aggressive and excited.
Just about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this first half and talk about the local schedule we have coming up. A shot here for Forks from straight away is no good. They do get a rebound. Second chance opportunity won't go. We're going to have a foul underneath on Forks. Foul going to be on Aubrey Bow. And so this is going to be the fourth team foul here on Chenango Forks. So 1:20 to go here, second quarter. Matty Morris thought about pulling a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Hess, a floater in the lane. Shot won't go down for Hess. Rebound for Forks. And an outlet pass here for Siffin. Siffin across the midcourt timeline for the Blue Devils as we hit a minute to go in the second quarter. Norwich leads 39-19 here on their home floor at NHS. Forks with the basketball, high post. Little triple threat action. Kicks one out, pull-up jumper for Forks, no good. Rebound on the far side there for Sergani. And she works it back out. There's only five on the shot clock because that shot did not hit the rim. I don't know if Forks is aware. They're going to try to toss one up. It comes up short. We're going to have a shot clock violation with 37 seconds left. And Norwich leading 39-19. I've enjoyed watching Emily Evans' dad in the stands tonight, our good friend Keith. Just, he looks as nervous as can be over there.
I don't think that's the scientifically proper way to wear a mask either.
Yeah. That's a good point. As here is Norwich. They're going to fire up a three with Dewar from the right wing side. That's off the mark and no good. A rebound for Forks, an outlet pass. And Forks could play for the last shot here if they wish. Shot clock is off. And Siffin has the basketball straight away. She's kind of pushed back up towards that purple tornado logo at midcourt. Desperately looking for a shot lane here. We're going to have a kick on Mackenzie Hess. She stuck her foot out there in the passing lane with 6 seconds to go. And so Forks will have a chance to inbound it on the left wing side again as they go left to right. They'll be inbounding in front of the Norwich student section, who has come out tonight to support the Purple Tornado. And Forks will get it in. Here is Siffin straight away, double teamed. Don't think she's going to get a shot off. Finally just has to chuck one up, and it's well short. And her halftime score is Norwich 39 and Chenango Forks 19. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers.
Back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Ryan Mahana with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And we're back underway. Norwich girls now going left to right to start the second half. A three from Mackenzie Hess. A lot of contact there, no call. Rebound underneath for Cameron Van Houten, and she is fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup there. Again, Norwich leading a 39-19 here early in the third quarter. And right back where we picked left off, I should say, we'll pick right back up there as Norwich goes to the line. A lot of fouls in the first half here on both sides. And Van Houten's first shot is up and good. So Van Houten with 4 points. Going to get a little shoe-tying action in here. I did see a player from last year. Sid Coggins is here for Norwich over in the stands supporting as went on to play women's soccer at University of Rochester. So had a nice freshman season out there for the U of R. Second shot here for Van Houten is no good. And the rebound for guess who? Emily Evans underneath pumps it up and in, and she's got 10 points. Norwich leads 42-19. Forks with the ball. They go to the high post. Interior pass is chipped away there by Margaret Dewar. And both teams get tied up at midcourt. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to give it back to Forks.
It'll be interesting to see if Coach Bennett stays in the 2-3 the rest of the way here. 23-point lead. Girls in foul trouble. There's really no reason why not to.
Right. Well, we'll see. He loves that man-to-man if he can play it. As Forks goes to the high post, they dump it down low. A foul on Dewar. A little push from behind there on Zemanek as she was going in for the layup. And so this is going to send Zemanek to the line. Coach Bennett, I can't tell if he's mad at the official or Margaret.
No, Margaret, she didn't drop quite quick enough. But, you know, that's the hard thing. When you trap the top of the zone, your wings have to immediately pinch when the ball goes to the high post. She was a little behind, and then she got... I mean, that's a foul. You put your hand on the small of their back, it's pretty much automatic, which
tough. Zemanek with the first shot, up and good. Second shot coming. And this one is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Mackenzie Hess into the hands of Dewar. And she'll try to zip one into the corner. Punched out of there by Zemanek, who was hustling back for Forks. And so again, 7:15 to go, third quarter here live from Norwich High School tonight. It's the Norwich girls leading 42-20 over Shenango Forks. Emily Evans with the ball at the top of the key. Chest pass finds Dewar. Spots up for three. Got it. Margaret Dewar from downtown, and she's got 14. Makes it 45-20. Sweet-looking shot there from Dewar. Pass to the interior was knocked away. Forks holds on to control of it, though. Ackerman at the high post. Kicks one back out. Long two is good there for Zemanek, and she has seven. Makes it 45-23 with 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here is Morris, dumps one down low, a nice pass to Van Houten, she finishes, and the foul. And Cameron Van Houten off the sweet dish there from Maddie Morris. Van Houten now with six.
That sort of playmaking from complimentary players like Maddie Morris is really what separates them. Having a third girl that can put it on the floor, draw a defender, drop it off.
Van Houten's foul shot, maybe a little rushed there, hit the left side of the rim and is no good.
They're going to see teams are going to take Margaret away. And
right.
That's when are other people going to make plays?
Zemanek tries to take it to the rim there. Body's hitting the floor. Shot was no good. Van Houten with a rebound. She does get tied up at the last second. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Norwich.
I wish I was keeping a jump ball count. We got to start doing that. We got to set an over-under before the game.
What
would you say it's at right now, 12?
I was going to say at least 10, but it could be more. It definitely could be more. You think it's definitely more?
It's at least 12.
I mean, there have definitely been a lot. I don't know a game where I've seen three or four charges in a long time either. And it's been on both teams. Here's Hess with a nice dribble drive. Goes back out to Van Houten. A high arcing shot. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Evans with a rebound. Her shot won't go. Maddie Morris tries a third time. And that was blocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Purple Tornado. Norwich leads Forks 47-22. With 6:10 to go in the third. And Hess will get it into Evans in the left wing corner. Back out for Dewar. Goes around the world with 10 on the shot clock. Finds Hess. We're going to have a foul underneath here. Going to be on Cameron Van Houten. A little pushing and shoving underneath.
Yeah, I think they called it a moving screen along the baseline there.
So Van Houten with four fouls comes out. And we'll see some more of Devin Flanagan. Who, again, as I said earlier, played some big minutes the last couple of years as they brought her up early. It just looks like another athletic guard here for Norwich that they can bring off the bench. Forks tries to go to the high post, taken away by Dewar. Ahead now for Hess. Stops, pops from about 15 feet. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Forks. And an outlet pass right into a double team. Ball comes squirting out. Flanagan gets it. Ahead now for Maddie Morris. Takes it to the rim and is fouled with 5:45 to go in the third. Norwich back to the line, leading 47-22.
I hate to keep bringing it up, but it's a fundamental topic near and dear to my heart. What kind of finish was that, she just said?
Yeah, right off two feet.
Off 2 feet strong, and then she's going to get the foul call. It's the earlier you can commit to that as a player, the easier your life is.
Morris with the first foul shot is good. Look at this balanced scoring right now. Dewar with 14, Evans with 10, Schiraldi with 7, 6 apiece for Van Houten and Morris, and now 5 for Mackenzie Hess. Morris goes 2 for 2, so she's got 7.
Kenzie's had great looks. I mean, she could easily have a dozen as well.
And she's been impressive with dishing it off, finding open people. A lot of those Dewar threes were off passes from Hess. As Norwich now leads 49-22 midway through the third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Ball tipped out of bounds by Emily Evans. They've really guarded that entry pass to the interior very well tonight. Trying to take away some of that size advantage that Forks is trying to use.
Yeah, all of 5'6", Emily Evans, yeah. Holding down the post.
Forks will just kind of shovel it inbounds here on the inbounds play. They go across the top of the defense as they go right to left. Into the paint, little step through, nice move there, up off the back of the rim for Willis, her first bucket of the night. Makes it 49-24, Norwich ahead. Evans, a pump fake on a three, takes it to the rim and scores. Evans has got 12 now, making it 51-24. Forks trying to answer. They'll push one inside, and the jumper is up and good. Therefore, Zemanek, who's up to 9 points. Pass in transition. Wants a three on a little give and go, and splash from Mackenzie Hess.
There, it's only a matter of time. I'm always so impressed about how well Norwich gets the ball out on made baskets, gets into transition. That's an advanced skill set that you just don't see in high school done.
54-26, the Purple Tornado leading the Blue Devils from Forks. They're trading baskets now as Jessica Stone hits from the left baseline for Forks. Passed across midcourt as Dewar just snuck her heels over the line there. Now Dewar wants to take it to the rim, and that one is good. Off the back of the rim and the soft touch for Margaret Dewar. She's got 16.
Norwich getting anything they want now.
Norwich leads 56-28 with 4:10 to go in the third. Forks with the ball, right side. And they can't afford to trade baskets at the moment. They try a three from the left wing side. It comes up short, draws air, and gets knocked out of bounds. Ball rolls over to the broadcast table here. Do I get the assist as I toss one back to the ref here with 4 minutes to go, third quarter, Norwich leading 56-28.
That was a good left-handed entry pass, Mr. Drew.
I don't know, it felt kind of weak today. I want it back, honestly.
It looked good.
So exactly 4 minutes to go in the third. Giraldi comes back in. And so the lineup on the floor right now is Dewar, Giraldi, Hess, Evans, and Flanagan for Norwich. Forks goes to the left wing corner again as they go right to left here in the third. Try to kick out. Three ball from the right side is good. And Zemanek, first player into double figures now for Forks, as she has 12, makes it 56-30. Steal for Forks in transition, a long two. Knuckle ball off the side of the rim, no good. Body's hitting the floor. Hess comes away with it, finds Evans in transition, and the quick bucket is up and in for Emily Evans. She's got 14. Timeout taken by Coach Josh Bennett. We'll step away. 3:35 to go in the third. Norwich girls leading at 58-30 here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:35 to go, third quarter, Norwich leading 58-30 here over Shenango Forks. And again, the balanced scoring has been excellent tonight here for Norwich, as even the players off the bench have really stepped up and contributed. And here is a steal off the press from Norwich, but Forks is able to take it right back. Two on one if they can hurry. And in transition, we'll have a foul. I believe it's going to be on Giraldi. Julia Llewellyn is into the ballgame now for Norwich as well. So everybody has played tonight here for the Purple Tornado. 3:27 to go in the third. As Forks will look to get it in underneath their own basket. And they do find a pass to the interior, but it was knocked right back out of there by Maddie Morris. And so Forks again will be doing the inbounding duties with Aubrey Bow. 3:25 to go in the third. Aubrey looking for the interior pass. Gets to go, but the shot was off the mark for Zemanek, and somehow out of the scrum, Norwich comes away with the basketball. Here's Hess finding Dewar in transition. Pump fakes, takes it to the rim. Shot was too strong. A little too much mustard on that one, and Forks scoops up a rebound. Quickly in transition, again, Zemanek off the glass, no good. And a rebound for Morris into the hands of Hess. Knocked out of bounds and is going to go back here to the Purple Tornado. Oh, and get redeemed. Got to throw that one back. Just a little underhand to the ref, though.
You can call that a pitch back.
Looked like a granny pass a little bit, but maybe I'll get a third try. 2:55 to go in the third. Again, Norwich leading 58-30 here on their home floor. First game of the season for Norwich. We wanted to be here to support this girls' program, as the boys have played, I believe, three or four games already, as the Norwich girls had to patiently wait, had a couple of games postponed,
and so exciting that they get a chance to open up here on their home floor.
Nate, did you know it's Ref Appreciation Week?
I believe I did know that.
I will not be celebrating this year.
3 days, right, it was?
Yeah, I said they get more than Mother's Day.
I'm sure a lot of people listening would agree that it's a lot of days for officials to be recognized. Here's Schiraldi in the paint. Up and under is good. Boy, what a move there by Schiraldi. And no offense to any of my ref friends out there.
No, offense taken.
Yeah.
I'll take Nate's offense. I'll take double offense.
And here is Forks with a shot off the glass. It won't go, and a rebound for guess who? Emily Evans. Comes out of the dog pile, wants to take it coast to coast, kicks one out for Hess in the corner for three, got it. And Hess is starting to heat up. She's got 11, and it's 63-30. 2 minutes to go in the third. Forks left side, they dial up a three, too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound here for Stone, her second chance won't go. Ball loose on the floor, and there's jump ball number 45 on the night. It's gonna stay with Forks. So Norwich fully in control here, 63-30. We still have a quarter to go, but make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. You want to stay tuned for that. A lot of good candidates for it tonight. A shot from Forks is no good. Rebound for Dewar. Passes one ahead for Emily Evans, and she's fouled as she goes for the left-handed layup. With a minute 46 to go, third quarter.
It's so hard when games get like this. I mean, for both teams, but, you know, the team with the lead, he's only got nine players. Seven or eight of them are regular rotation players. You don't want to tell them to not play hard.
Right.
And there's still a lot of game left. It's
Emily Evans is up to 15. Makes the first foul shot, hits the second. So Dewar and Evans both with 16 points now for Norwich to lead the way. Hess is into double figures with 11 as well. So there's the big three, Ryan, doing what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Forks with the basketball again, going right to left. Coming up on 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball rolls three for Forks on the left low block. They'll look to swing it around the top of the arc. Here is Bao. Bao with a long jumper here. It's an air ball. Rebounded, though, by the Blue Devils again on the left low block. They'll kick it out. Shot was blocked by Schiraldi, and she's off to the races. Schiraldi, a great pass ahead for Maddie Morris, and she's hammered as she heads to the rim. Couldn't get that right-handed layup to go.
Nate, what have you heard about the New Hartford-Norwich reschedule?
They, as of right now, so that was a big game that was rescheduled. They believe it will be before Kaya Henderson, of course, one of the best players in the state who's committed to Ohio State. It's going to happen before she goes to school, so I believe before January 15th. I think they have a date. Date might not be public yet, but that's what I'm hearing here from Norwich as Morris gets the first to go. How's a game like that going to go?
Utica Notre Dame played him tough, but Kaya's just too good.
Didn't she have like 50 points or something?
She's had
crazy?
A couple absurd games, but you know, as I watch this Norwich team play, they're going to be able to score with them, which is really the thing that most teams can't do. Is keep up with the scoring. So I just really hope they get that back in the books. It's just going to be fun for all parties involved.
Forks with the ball with a minute to go here in the third quarter. They pump it down low. The shot rolls off the rim and is no good here for Maddie Morris. Yeah, I think that game's going to happen in early January. Morris had it knocked away, and the track meet continues. Here's Bao down the left wing side, and Bao gets tied up there with Flanagan, lost control of it. Ball comes back the other way, and Morris misses the layup, but Emily Evans is there for the left-handed putback, and she's fouled. And what a series right there, finishing off a layup for Evans. Well, just up and down, back and forth. You wonder how many teams can run with Norwich like this. I mean, they just turn it into a track meet at times.
Even when he empties the bench, he's going to have a starter on the floor.
It's tough, yeah.
So it's just, like I said, it's tough.
Evans gets the shot to go, and so Emily has 19. So again, Evans with 19, Dewar with 16, Hess with 11, Schiraldi with 9, Morris with 8, Van Houten with 6 for Norwich.
They hit my 45 magic number already, I think.
Yeah, this is, it's just a great showing for everybody here for the Purple Tornado. So 30 seconds to go in the third. Norwich with the ball. Excuse me, Forks with the ball, Norwich on defense. Pass to the left side and a foul. Going to be on Maddie Morris. I believe that's going to be her fourth.
Yes, her fourth. And the team's fourth as well with 21 seconds to go third quarter. And Morris will head to the bench, and Margaret Dewar is going to come back in. 69-30 the score. Norwich girls on top of Shenango Forks. Nate Lowe and Ryan Mahana with you tonight on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. A foul here on Norwich on the interior. I believe if that's Van Houten, that might be her fifth. We'll see when it comes up here on the big board with 16 seconds to go in the third. Yeah, that's number five for Van Houten. And so it looks like Juliana Turner is going to come back in. Shot no good at the line here for Forks. Second one coming.
I'm not sure if the officials realize
it. I don't think they do either. Second shot for Forks is up and good.
That's why we really appreciate these guys.
Jessica Stone hits the second one. She's
just out there playing with five fouls and it's rock out.
Well, she'll get her last 10 seconds here in the third. That's a new one, definitely. Dewar loses control of it here. Has to back out. Now Dewar at the buzzer. Tosses one up, and it's good for Margaret Dewar. She's got 18. Norwich 71, Forks 31. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll see if Cameron Van Houten takes a seat or not. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. They've added a point up on the board, so Norwich has a 72-31 edge over Shenango Forks. As we hit the fourth quarter here in Norwich, Emily Evans leads the way with 19 points for NHS. It's Nate Lull and Morrisville Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana, also an assistant coach, more like the head coach, I would say, for the Armadillo.
Oh, come on. I'm the offensive coordinator.
I will say the one tournament you couldn't come to last year, we went into overtime. I had to draw up a bunch of plays. I was like, "Where's Coach Ryan?"
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong too. That was our only loss, right?
It was our only loss. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's
I'm not saying coaches make that much of a difference, but
it's on me. You know, I went to the post game press conference. So I had to take the blame.
Did we have Lacey Drake?
We had Lacey Drake.
Yeah. See, yeah, definitely was your fault then.
It was my fault. We had seven players. We had beaten this team
six times.
Probably six
times.
Played
them every weekend for two straight months.
Yeah. We did have a play where Lacey hit a three to send us to overtime, and then we had a good look at the end of overtime where she missed a three. So.
And, of course, Lacey in action on Saturday.
Yeah, if you want to see Deposit Hancock alumna Lacey Drake, as here's Flanagan. For a long three, yes, Flanagan's first points. She gets that. Lacey's college team, UMBC. Now we got a technical foul here on Shenango Forks. Lacey's team will be at Syracuse playing at the Dome at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Oh, and there's a second technical foul here on Shenango Forks.
Do I need to walk him out?
Maybe, I don't know. He's
because he did, you know, my third job.
That's right, bouncing.
I'd be happy to.
Wow.
I got thrown out of a JV game after I graduated college at Clinton High School. It was at Canastota, and my dad missed the game. He was my assistant, so I had no filter. And the kids were just getting the crap kicked out of them, and I let loose, and they kicked me out. Nobody walked me to the locker room. The locker room was locked, and I went to kick it, and it was deadbolt locked, and I almost broke my ankle.
Well, hopefully this Forks coach doesn't kick anything on the way out. He just was able to say a couple of words to his team as he was talking to the official as the first foul shot here from Hess is no good. The official teed him up and kind of looked at him, and then he said something else, and the second tee automatically came. As Hess gets the second shot to go, she has 12.
Is the rule still you have to sit out the next game?
I believe so.
Because I did. I had to sit out. My dad had a coach.
Third shot for Hess. Good. That does 13. 77-31 now the score. So we had a foul on the play, too, so Hess is going to keep shooting here. This is her fourth. Can't get that one to go, so Hess goes 2 out of 4 there. Wow, just a frustrating night here for Forks.
Looks like our friend Rich is doing the bouncing, so yep. We're all set.
But, Ryan, I mean, Norwich has 77 points here, 7:40 to go. I mean, that's a lot of points that they've put up in three quarters, pretty much.
Regardless of the opponent.
Yeah. Here's Schiraldi with the ball on the right wing side. We'll pass one over to Llewellyn. Julia Llewellyn goes back to Schiraldi, finds Flanagan, and Flanagan is fouled at the foul line with 7:25 to go here in the third.
But, you know, Coach Bennett emptied the bench, but he still has Margaret Dewar on the floor. There's just no other...
What are you going to do?
You know, what do you tell her? Don't play?
BG was in this situation a couple of years ago. Bob Conway, you know, great local coach, been to the state championship twice. He had 8 on a very, very good BG team, and it was like, what do you do sometimes? Because he would empty the bench, and he still had 2 starters in. It was like, this is crazy. But they got through it, and you just hope nobody got hurt. Here's Margaret Dewar taking it to the rim. Shot was too strong.
I've been so impressed with the array of scoring that she showed. Just all the different levels of the floor, different kinds of finishes, shooting off pin downs.
Pass to the interior for Shenango Forks was stolen away by Norwich, but the Blue Devils will take it back, and a shot up off the rim is good there for Helena Willis.
Her game is so much more complete than it was last winter when she was essentially just a, you know, catch-and-shoot threat.
Here is Schiraldi. Takes it to the rim, now kicks one back out here for Dewar. Dewar, the bounce pass, finds Flanagan, takes it to the rim, shot won't go. Rebound here for Forks. And a foul as Willis brought it down. Foul's going to be on Juliana Turner from Norwich. Team foul situation, 3 apiece for Norwich and Shenango Forks. Forks will bring it back down the floor. They'll zip one to the far side, taken away by Norwich. Ball gets tied up. Pinballing around here, and we'll have a jump ball. Going to stay with Forks. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Glad to have you along. Hope everybody's having a good holiday season. And thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well, brought to you by SFCU. And you can always go back. We record these games. They are in our game audio archive. It's a free download. Again, all sponsored by SFCU. So here is Forks with the basketball as they go right to left in the gray uniforms with the white and the navy blue trim. And the ball is at the foul line, ripped away, and just constant pressure here from Norwich. It's amazing to watch. Here's Dewar, kicks one out for Schiraldi, splits a double team, tried to dish one off there for Llewellyn, tipped out of bounds, going to go back to Forks. As we come up on 6 minutes to go. And Norwich leading 77-33. Forks will try a 3 from the right side. It's too strong. Ripped down here by the Purple Tornado. Windexing the glass there was Turner. Ahead for Schiraldi. Now finds Flanagan. Back to the far side. Shot there won't go. Schiraldi on a kick out on the rebound. Her can't get her 15-footer to go. And we'll have a foul underneath on Norwich as Llewellyn was fighting for possession. For all you Mac boys fans, we got a surprising game here as Delhi defeats Deposit Hancock 58-55 in overtime. Delhi has looked phenomenal to start the season, and DH hung very tough with them here tonight. Wyatt Jacobs tied that game with a 3 with 3 seconds left, so Delhi gets pushed to the wire tonight by DH. That's a great game in the Mac for all you boys fans. 5:35 to go in the third. And here is Shenango Forks with the ball. We're going to have a foul on Norwich. And we could see a lot of shooting the rest of the way. That's the 15th foul on Norwich.
We're getting to that point in the game, Nate, where I think our audience wants to know what's on your Christmas list.
My Christmas list. Well, as always, I like to get a lot of new running stuff. That's always my jam.
Yeah, I mean, you runners, you it's not just a collection. You really, truly run through it. Like,
yeah.
My wife is casual, but I'm like, you need new running shoes again?
I would say once every 2 to 3 months, I need a new pair.
I mean, I'm the last person to talk about getting new shoes, so I shouldn't say that, but...
Forks goes 0 for 2 at the line. Dewar with a rebound, trying to take it coast to coast. Pull-up jumper won't go. Rebound comes safely into the hands here of Turner. Ripped away and Forks with the steal. Back up the floor with Ashman for Forks. And now a steal by Flanagan at midcourt. Flanagan's going to take it in and is fouled. Can't get the shot to go. And she'll head back to the line here. Norwich leading 77-33 with 5:12 to go in the third. Fourth personal foul here on, it was actually on Zemanek, that foul. And so this will be Flanagan heading to the line. Flanagan steps in. Her first shot is no good. I think she wants that one back. Might have just rushed it and released it a little bit early.
It slipped.
It slipped, for sure. It didn't look right. As Flanagan will step in for her second shot. And this one rolls off the front of the rim and pulled back down. Ball loose, and Forks will come away with it. Quickly in transition. And a foul here on Norwich. This is going to send Forks to the line. And this will be Siffin heading to the charity stripe. For all you Norwich basketball fans, later this week on the Nate Law podcast, I will be releasing part two, the second episode of the Norwich basketball reunion, where we are celebrating a big milestone here as we come up on 30 years. Siffin gets the first shot to go of the back-to-back boys state championship team. So we'll have Mark Abaddon as well as assistant coach Bob Branham and Drew Seiler, one of the players on that team. That'll be out later this week as Siffin gets the second shot to go. And you'll be also able to find that on WCDOsports.com as well as NateLull.com and any podcast app. So here is Schiraldi, got stuck in a tough spot there, but did get a pass off to Flanagan. Flanagan dishes out to the far side. Now back to Schiraldi. Nice move into the paint. And Schiraldi with the travel will give it back over.
NateLull.com, what a great website.
Thank you.
Great price.
Can't beat it. If you are not hip to NateLull.com, you can go there for local scores, standings, articles, a link to my podcast.
General aesthetic beauty.
Yeah, works on your phone very well. As a shot here from Forks, Aubrey Bow gets it from the foul line. So check it out, NateLull.com. I've had a lot of good feedback about it so far, and going to continue to try to make it better and better. Schiraldi with a step-up three is no good, I believe. A legal screen there?
Yeah.
Trying to set that up for Schiraldi.
The question is, when is the NateLull.com merch hitting the street?
Someone asked me that the other day, and I don't know. Is that a thing? Should I do that?
I mean, you think about, like, all the big media conglomerates, like The Ringer.
Yeah.
Sports sites like that.
Somebody was talking about, you know, all the stuff that Pat McAfee has.
Sure.
And,
the Barstool model.
Yeah, they were like, when are you going to have something like that? And I said, you know, I haven't gotten that far yet, but maybe down the road, soon, I just would need to have a bunch of cool sayings to have on my shirts and stuff like that. But the guy who does my logo work has been really awesome, and I think if we incorporated his style into the shirts, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you start with a hoodie.
Yeah, a nice Nate Lowe hoodie.
Keep it simple. Low inventory, so it's
first come, first serve.
It's scarce commodity,
yeah.
Exactly.
First shot at the line for Forks is no good. Again, Norwich girls leading Shenango Forks 77-37 here with about 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Forks at the line, second shot no good. Rebound for Norwich, but it's taken back away by Bow. Bow dishes one off. Shot for Sergani won't go. We'll have a foul again on Norwich. Going to send Forks right back to the line. Could be a long last 4 minutes here, Coach.
Yes. We should get into what you have bought your wife for Christmas.
Well, she might be listening, and I know my mother...
No way she's listening.
That's true. But her mother-in-law is.
Oh, okay.
I will say, in my in-law's house, WCDO is on 24-7. They might be the most loyal listeners we have. So, shout out to them.
They know what's happening at CDO before I know what's happening half the time. With 4 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Norwich leading 77-37. Shot at the line for Forks. Again, no good.
I couldn't think of something my wife would like to do less than listen to me call this game.
Well, I will say my wife just supports what I do, but, again, probably isn't at home tuning into this one. That's for all my other loyal WCDO fans. Second foul shot is no good for Forks. And Norwich is in the backcourt here with Schiraldi. Schiraldi escapes some tight pressure and gets across midcourt. Will dish one off for Flanagan, who wants to take it inside. She scores. Flanagan's got five. And Coach Bennett having some thoughts there as he thought Flanagan got hammered. As we come up on it, 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Into the left wing corner. Forks will kick one back out. They'll go to the interior. At the left low block. Pull-up shot there is no good. Another rebound for Forks. Third chance opportunity. Now a fourth. Still won't go down. A fifth, and they're fouled. Forks using some of that size as Trinity Parks finally came up with that fifth opportunity and got fouled. She'll go to the line.
That sequence where there's short misses in a pile of players, and it's offensive rebound after offensive rebound, there's some brain block about that where, you know, because you see it at our level, where you just can't process, like, I need to turn and box this person. I need to clear them out. You just kind of hope it pops to you, and it's infuriating to watch.
Parks got the first shot to go. Second one coming here for Trinity Parks. And that one rattles in and out. And Flanagan gets a long rebound, tries to go ahead for Maddie Morris. She can't track it down, rolls out of bounds. So the broadcaster's curse came into play. We were talking about how many points Norwich had. They've only scored two since then. 3:20 to go in the fourth. Norwich takes a timeout. We're going to step away. Again, Norwich 79, Forks 38. We'll be right back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
SFCU has started the New Year's party early. Save and spend until the big ball drops. Now until the new year, get a new signature lifestyle loan starting as low as 4.99% APR. Or use your SFCU Rewards Consumer MasterCard and earn 3 times the points through December 31st. Party through the end of the year with SFCU. Visit us online, over the phone, or in branch and see how we truly make banking easy. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:10 to go in the fourth quarter out of the timeout. Norwich with the basketball leading 79-38. Here's Cameron Van Houten, who is back in the game, apparently. Didn't she have those five fouls? Van Houten gets it to go.
It says five on the board, but it also said four for Emily that entire time, so maybe the board is off. I don't know.
Elena Willis with a three there for Forks gets it to go. I mean, maybe they're going by the book.
She clearly only has four.
Yeah. Schiraldi dishes one off for Flanagan, gets it back. Schiraldi with the jumper was kind of leaning the wrong way, and the shot won't go as we come up on 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth, and Norwich leading 81-41. Bow here. The kiss off the glass is good. Aubrey Bow with six. Now Schiraldi back over the midcourt timeline. Norwich leading 81-43. Schiraldi dishes for Flanagan. We'll have a traveling violation. And back here to Shenango Forks. Again, make sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Forks feeds one inside. Pull-up jumper is off the mark. Rolls out of bounds. And it's going to come over to the score or to our broadcast table here, but I won't get a chance. It's going to go to Coach Ryan, and he punches one back out from under the table. So, again, coming up on 2 minutes to go, Norwich in control in their first game of the season, leading 81-43. Here is Schiraldi down the right wing side. A nice move into the paint, kicks one far side. Now looking for Maddie Morris, takes it to the rim, left it just a little bit short. Buck 50 to go. Aubrey Bow, shot out of a cannon down the floor. Pull-up jumper for Forks as an air ball. They get the rebound, tossing it up for Jessica Stone, and she is fouled.
That's got to be her fifth foul.
Yeah, that.
Oh, she's walking right over
yeah,
the
she knows this time.
And so that'll be the end of the night for Cameron Van Houten with 8 points for Norwich. And our good friend Emily Evans back into the game. And so this will be Forks back at the line. And first shot rattles in and out. Here for Jessica Stone. We'll have a game later this week. We're going to have the GMU girls hosting Skenevis at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Butler Auto pregame show at about 6:50 on Friday night, live from Gilbert Solmount Upton. Off the missed foul shot, Norwich in transition. A three for Maddie Morris won't go. 90 seconds left. Forks back the other way. A little give and go to the interior. Shot up off the glass. It won't go down. With a minute 26 to go, we have a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to the Purple Tornado. They lead 81-43. And so Schiraldi will walk it up the floor here for Norwich. An impressive showing on the opening night of the season. Student section has moved right down. It looks like they're almost on the court on the far side. Schiraldi, a deep three from straight away. It won't go. Flanagan, a rebound, had her pocket pick. Forks back up to midcourt, taken away by Emily Evans. Evans wants to take it right to the rim and gets it to go.
Got to fall on the ground just for
every time. Of it. Evans now with a team-high 21. We got a foul at midcourt here on Flanagan. And in typical Norwich fashion, they are going to play hard to the clock goes to zero. They lead 83-43. Forks heads back to the line. I wish we had had an over-under on how many free throws they were going to shoot in this game. There's been a lot of trips to the line for both teams. Bow at the line, and her first shot will not go. With 58 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Second shot coming for Bow. And this one is no good. Rebound here for Norwich. And an outlet pass to Schiraldi. And she tosses one over the head of a cutting Maddie Morris. Schiraldi, a bright future ahead, but there are those moments like that, Coach, where I think when she gets that in check, she could be a very good player here for Norwich.
Yeah, and I'm not sure she's ever going to be a primary ball handler. You know, she's just too athletic and is such a good scorer. But these are good reps for her.
Foul here on Schiraldi with 38 seconds left. Norwich leading 83-43. And a quick disclaimer that we will give out our three awards here tonight all to Norwich players. When we have a team that's not normally in our coverage area, we will give the three awards all to one team. Usually we like to do two and one. So we'll give all three to Norwich tonight, and there are definitely three deserving candidates somewhere in there. As Coach Ryan and I will have to debate on who to give these three awards to tonight. First foul shot no good for Trinity Park. Second one coming here for the Blue Devils. And that one, again, is off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose. Parks is able to tie it up, and we will have a jump ball with 34 seconds left. We'll keep it with the Blue Devils of Shenango Forks. And so the Blue Devils, again, doing the inbounding duties underneath their own basket, and they'll look to get it in. They do to the left wing side. A pull-up jumper for Parks. Died on the back of the rim. Rebound for Maddie Morris. And Norwich just putting the icing on the cake here for the last 30 seconds. Looking to stay out of trouble here as Morris dribbles it back up to midcourt. We'll dish one off for Emily Evans. She gets double-teamed and is fouled with 15 seconds left.
Interesting choice.
So this is going to send Evans to the line here with 15 seconds to go and Norwich leading 83-43.
Just got to get two more in just for fun.
Yeah. Em trying to pad these stats a little bit here.
They were purposely trying not to shoot it. She got tackled.
And so Evans, the leading scorer here tonight with 21, misses the first foul shot, second one coming. Evans, one of the senior leaders on this Norwich team. And the second one rolls out. So it looks like M's night will end with 21 points unless something happens here in the last 10 seconds. Forks with the ball down the left wing side to Bow. Kicks one over far side. Pass to the interior. And Norwich trying to play to hold off the last shot, but it's a three in that far side corner, making it 83-46 our final, as that shot from the far side was from Willis. giving her 10 points. So, again, Norwich girls defeating Forks 83-46. We'll be back with the post-game show, giving out our three awards, get you a scoring recap in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. All of us at Waste Recovery wish our customers and the communities we serve a happy and safe holiday season. And we thank you for choosing us to handle your disposal and recycling needs. Whether it's affordable residential and commercial trash pickup, roll-off containers for construction debris, or appliance and tire drop-off at our transfer station on Valley View Road in Sydney, Waste Recovery can take care of all of it. Call us at 563-2616. We also remind you to please shop local this holiday season. Your support of small, local business is appreciated more than you know. And if you are able to donate, please give to those nonprofit agencies and organizations that provide services right here in the Tri-County area. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Call us at 563-2616, visit us at wasterecovery.com, and like us on Facebook.
Drivers wanted. Waste Recovery has openings for CDL A and B drivers, overtime available, vacation and sick pay, and local routes so you're home every night. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Our final score is 83-46 Norwich girls in their first game of the season defeating Shenango Forks. And let's get into our scoring summary here. First for Norwich, a game by 21 points for Emily Evans, followed by 18 from Margaret Dewar, 13 from Mackenzie Hess, 9 from Olivia Schiraldi, 8 from Maddie Morris, and 8 from Cameron Van Houten, 5 for Devin Flanagan. So very balanced scoring tonight for Norwich. On the other side for Forks, they're led by 12 points from Sadie Zemanek, 10 from Helena Willis. Then it goes 7, Jessica Stone, 6, Aubrey Bow, 5 for Audra Ackerson, 4 for Haley Siffin, and 2 for Quinn Sergani. And so, again, our final score, 83-46. Let's get into our three awards here. Again, we're going to do all three for Norwich. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. And Coach Ryan and I think that game high 21 points for Emily Evans. Coach, we said this in the break, she never gets offensive player of the game, but here she is.
I felt like just to mix it up at least, because I mean you could give her all purpose pretty much every game that she plays. But it is nice to see, especially in her senior year, her taking some of the scoring responsibilities, because she's going to have to. There's going to be games when shots aren't falling on the perimeter and she's got to get things in the paint. As undersized as she may be, she can do it. So,
next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We've had some options here. I mean, the girls at the top of the defense, I thought Hess was excellent, Maddie Morris. Margaret Dewar was tough on the inside. I mean, Coach, what are you thinking here?
I was really impressed with Maddie's anticipation, ball hawking, you know, especially somebody who's, you know, trying to generate easy buckets for him. She stood out to me.
Yeah, we'll do Maddie Morris there. She was great, and I thought had a really good start tonight as well. She gets our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We both agreed, Mackenzie Hess, did a little bit of everything tonight for the Purple Tornado.
I'm always so impressed with Mackenzie's calming influence that she has. She's never going to be the biggest player on the floor. She's not lightning quick, but she always gets where she wants to go. She always gets them in a good space, gets them good shots. She shot the ball okay. I think she'll have probably better scoring games. But any college coach watching her, anyone that's, you know, looking with more of a, you know, advanced eye, sees all these little things she does. For example, every inbounds pass she gets, especially after a bucket, she's catching it with her back to the sideline and a half eye up court already. There's so many hit-ahead passes that she throws it aren't always leading to buckets. They're leading to pace, which Norwich needs. So I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, so Mackenzie Hess will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight. So, Coach, your final thoughts here as we wrap up. Again, Norwich, an 83-46 victory in their season opener.
I think Forks is probably better than that. I think they have some good players, some good size. It's really hard to measure yourself against Norwich because I really do think they're going to be in a lot of lopsided in-conference games this year. They're all about February and March. Right, so where are they going to be a month from now? What'll be interesting to see is where are their spaces to keep getting better. You know, they want to get to where they're peaking at the right time, and they're really close to mid-season form already.
Yeah.
So Coach Bennett's going to have to figure out which buttons to press, some different looks, getting scoring from the new complementary players outside of the four seniors is a huge part of that, which they did.
Well, Coach, as we wrap up here tonight, I want to say thank you. I'm sure we'll do this again throughout the season, but great to have you here, as always.
It's a pleasure.
Well, a big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, if you want more high school hoops, we'll have another girls game on Friday at 7 o'clock. The Gilbertsville Mount Upton girls hosting Skenevis in a Tri-Valley battle. A lot of good players on both sides there, so that is set to be a fun one. At about 6:50, we will have our Butler Auto tip-off show. That's, again, on Friday, GMU hosting Skenevis. Our final score here, Norwich 83, Shenango Forks 46 in a stacked girls basketball contest here tonight. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Lall. We'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Kentucky to meet with the victims of and see the damage from the tornadoes that rolled through the state last weekend.
When you look around here, it's just almost beyond belief. These tornadoes devoured everything in their path.
75 people are known dead in Kentucky, 14 others in 7 other states.
I promise you, you're going to heal, we're going to recover, you're going to rebuild, you're going to be stronger than you were before. We're going to build back better than it was.
A powerful storm system working its way across the center of the country. National Weather Service issuing a